Penguin Random House Audio presents The Language of Kindness, A Nurse's Story. This is the author, Christy Watson. Author's note. The events described here are based on memories of my experiences as a nurse. The identifying features of people and places have been changed in order to protect the privacy of patients and colleagues, and descriptions of certain individuals and situations have been merged to further protect identities. Any similarities are purely coincidental. Introduction. Worth risking life for. Nursing was left to those who were too old, too weak, too drunken, too dirty, too stupid, or too bad to do anything else. Florence Nightingale. I didn't always want to be a nurse. I went through a number of career possibilities and continually exasperated the careers advisor at my failing secondary school. Marine biologist was one career choice that I listed, having visions of wearing a swimsuit all day in a sunny climate and swimming with dolphins. When I discovered that much of the work of a marine biologist involved studying plankton off the coast of Wales, I had a rethink. During one summer in Swansea, I spent time watching my great-great-aunt gutting catfish in a large kitchen sink. And once, I went out on a boat with hairy, gruff and burly, yellow-booted men who pissed in the sea and swore continually. I'd also eaten cockles and lava bread for breakfast. Marine biology was definitely out. Law, a teacher remarked when my parents, also exasperated with me by then, asked what I might be suited to. She can argue all day long. But I had no aptitude.